Morning Watch, Knowing, Experiencing, and Enjoying Christ as Revealed in Philippians, Week 5, Knowing the Fellowship of Christ's Sufferings and Being Conformed to His Death. Monday, Related Verses. Philippians 3, verse 10, To know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death. 2 Timothy 2, verse 11. Faithful is the word, for if we died with him, we will also live with him. Romans 8, verses 14 through 18 and 23 through 25. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery, bringing you into fear again, but you have received a spirit of sonship in which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, on the one hand, heirs of God, on the other, joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified with Him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed upon us. Verses 23 through 25. And not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan in ourselves, eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in hope, but a hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly await it through endurance. Related reading. The process of obtaining Christ, as revealed in Philippians 3 verse 10, is to know him by knowing the power of his resurrection. However, if we would know the power of Christ's resurrection, we must share in his sufferings and know the fellowship of his sufferings. The participation in Christ's sufferings, the fellowship of his sufferings, is a necessary condition for the experience of the power of his resurrection by being conformed to his death. Paul was pursuing to know and experience not only the excellency of Christ himself, but also the life power of his resurrection and the participation in his sufferings. With Christ, the sufferings and death came first, followed by the resurrection. With us, the power of his resurrection came first, then the fellowship of his sufferings and conformity to his death. We first receive the power of his resurrection. Then by this power, we are enabled to participate in his sufferings and live a crucified life in conformity to his death. Such sufferings are mainly for producing and building up the body of Christ. It is crucial for us to realize that Christ is in resurrection. When we experience Christ in his resurrection, we are infused with all the elements of resurrection, and this infusion enables us to partake of his sufferings for the body. In other words, we must have the dispensing of Christ's resurrection so that we may experience his cross, his death. It is by knowing Christ's resurrection that we experience his death. The more we know his resurrection, the more we shall be put into his death to share in the fellowship of his sufferings. All believers desire to enter into the fellowship of the Son of God. However, in Philippians 3 verse 10, Paul speaks of the fellowship of Christ's sufferings, something in which we are not naturally inclined to share. But the more we experience Christ's sufferings, the more we shall gain Christ. In other words, the more we experience the cross, the more we experience Christ. God gives us the cross, and the cross gives us Christ. It is difficult for anyone to define the Holy Spirit. According to practical experience, not theology, the Holy Spirit is what remains after we put ourselves aside. As long as you have the Spirit, there is no limitation. However, the Spirit may seem limited if we are not willing to put ourselves aside. We simply need to exercise our will to decide to put ourselves aside. When the circumstances are difficult, do not feel sorry for yourself, but take up the cross and remain under the death of the cross. You will discover that where death is, there the power of resurrection is also. Immediately, the Spirit, the power of resurrection, will rise up within you, and you will sing with joy, 'Tis not hard to die with Christ. We enjoy going to Calvary, and we enjoy the power of Christ's resurrection, the Spirit of holiness. This is the reality of the power of resurrection. The Christ who is the reality of the power of resurrection is the life-giving Spirit. In order to experience Christ, we must go all the way to Calvary. At Calvary, there is a wonderful death, a death that brings in resurrection. After we have put the self on the cross, what remains will be the Holy Spirit. With this remainder, we will sense the power of resurrection. This is the power of Christ's resurrection. Like A.B. Simpson, we will go all the way to Calvary, not sorrowfully and with weeping, but joyfully and with singing. We will enjoy death through the power of resurrection.